With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. 12 U.S. and British World War II veterans have been given Legion of Honor awards by French President Emmanuel Macron on the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Macron pinned medals on the 11 Americans and one Briton at a ceremony at the American Cemetery overlooking Omaha Beach. Speaking at the ceremony, President Biden set the scene on the morning of June 6, 1944.
Nearly 160,000 Allied troops descended on Normandy. Many, to state the obvious, never came home. Many survived that longest day, kept on fighting for months until victory was finally won.
Host France didn't invite World War II ally Russia to the commemorations, saying it was because of its, quote, war of aggression against Ukraine that's intensified in recent weeks. Also on SRNews.com, jurors in Hunter Biden's criminal trial in Delaware got a look at the gun he bought in October 2018. The jurors on Wednesday saw the firearms transaction record at the center of the case. The case is resuming this morning with Gordon Cleveland, an employee at the gun store, back on the stand. In Livonia, Michigan, that's the sound of power saws cutting down trees, audio courtesy of WXYZ. A toddler was killed and his mother injured when a tornado struck suburban Detroit without warning. Robinhood Markets is buying cryptocurrency exchange Bitstamp for about $200 million as the company looks to speed up its cryptocurrency expansion globally. Bitstamp has offices in Luxembourg, the UK, Slovenia, Singapore, and the US. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 13 points. This is SRN News. A legal battle in California over a flag.
Jeffrey Little is a fireman and a lifeguard working for Los Angeles County. He's also a Christian and does not want to fly the gay pride flag in front of his beachside station as mandated by county officials. Little says when he refused, he was disciplined, and now he's filed suit with the help of the Thomas More Society. The lifeguard says one county official told him that his religious beliefs have to be set aside when he's on the job. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israel has found a friend in President Javier Milei of Argentina, seeking common ground between his vision of libertarianism and the prophecy of the Torah. Milei's interest in Judaism has morphed into a religious practice. Breaking decades of policy precedent, Milei has also gone further in his support of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government than any other world leader. This is SRN News. Official results from India's election commission show the BJP-led National Democratic Alliance won 294 of the 543 seats, more than the 272 needed for a majority, but far fewer than had been expected. Politics expert Milan Vaishnav says many Indians opted for change.
I think it's pretty clear that on the ground, there is a lot of economic disenchantment, particularly among people who are lower down the socioeconomic ladder. And they feel that, yes, we have benefited from welfare goods, which this government has provided, and we're grateful for that. But that has not translated into higher incomes, better employment, social mobility for my family and for my children.
For the first time since the BJP swept to power in 2014, it did not secure a majority on its own. More details at SRNnews.com.